Chapter 3. Grabstone. Rai sat alone on a cold, black rock jutting out from the sea. She counted in her head as she stared at the violent, churning waves. 289, 290. Rai hated being alone. She liked waiting even less. But she didn't dare move for fear of slipping on the barnacles and being dragged out by the current. A dusky brown gull struggled to fly against the wind. Rai squinted at the bird. It gave her the sudden sense that she'd been in this spot once before, which was odd, since she had never travelled outside of village drowning. She shook off the unnerving feeling and resumed her count. 299, 300. 5 minutes now. A gale sent the gull hurtling off in the wrong direction, and it disappeared into a brightening sky that had been grey with fog and snow since Rai's arrival. Rai pulled her new seal leather coat tight at the collar, its thick hood snug over her head and its long hem covering her to the knees. Even in an ocean storm, it kept her remarkably warm and dry. The seal, whose hide it was made from, met no harm. The reclusive northern salt seal was the only mammal in the world known to shed its skin. Harmless had given her this coat as a belated 12th birthday present. He'd missed that birthday over this past winter, just as he'd missed all the others before it. Harmless might seem like a strange name for a girl to call her father, but Rai's father was, to put it nicely, an unusual man. Rai hadn't even known that she had a real live father until last autumn. That was when he appeared like a wisp of smoke out of the ancient forest known as Beyond the Shale. He'd been gone for over 10 years. Not everyone had been happy to see him. Harmless was a luck ugly, an outlaw so notorious that he and all of his kind had been driven into exile by Earl Morningwig Longchance. But, with Rai's help, Harmless was able to summon the luck uglies and once again save village drowning. It had been under attack by a fierce clan of bognoblins, vile, swamp-creeping beasts who had threatened the lives of the villagers.